the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past the never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Dobble. Are you me? I know you're doing that as a joke, but I'm going to be doing that later.
No, I just thought, I'd make sure my throat was properly cleared before we began the show.
Actually, you did it after we began the show. You should have done that before we started recording.
Well, you but I didn't.
What?
I don't know.
Exactly. What are we doing today?
We are doing a little thing called life lessons.
Oh.
How to pick up a girl at the club.
Really?
You and I
are experts.
Experts.
I can't even tell you how many women I've picked up at bars and clubs. I can't fucking tell you.
Well, I know one. I know the number. So anyways,
I'm not going to tell you if you're right or not because I said I can't tell you.
Let's start from the beginning.
Of time.
To pick up a girl at a club, it all starts with your look.
Exactly.
So what you want to do is put
to be able to find you attractive.
You want to get your best pair of Lee jeans, or whatever the fuck you wear.
Or Arizona, or, what's a shitty
Canyon
pair of jeans?
River Blues.
Yeah. Is that the Kmart version?
I think it's Sears, which is Kmart, so yeah.
I don't know.
And then,
I have some shitty ass old jeans, and you know what? I do not give a fuck. They're blue jeans. They're jeans. Who cares?
So then you're going to want to go head over to the club. By the way, you want to get some hair gel. Gel your hair.
Yeah, ladies like that. And those pieces of shit who run the clubs. You can't wear a hat in the club for some reason.
It's because gang colors, man.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you're a gang member.
Because all the gang members wear baseball caps. We all know that.
Plain black baseball caps. They love.
Watch any movie. You'll see it. They're all wearing their baseball caps.
Let me get this straight, Mark, if that's your real name.
It's not.
So you're not affiliated with any sports team or brand or anything. You just wear a plain black hat.
He must be in a gang then, obviously. Yeah. Call yourself the Black Hats.
So the first thing you want to do is when you get to the club is buy yourself a drink so you fit in with all the other
people.
Yeah,
you don't want to look out of place. I mean, you want to stand out in a good way, not in a bad way.
No, if you're like us. If you're a regular human, you're probably drinking anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So then what you want to do is you want to find a nice corner to stand in.
Exactly.
A little bit off of the dance, like away from the dance floor. So you want to get caught up in the action. You want to be in the distance. And then you stand there.
Listen, you need to find a good spot so you can scope everything out.
Mm-hmm.
How else are you going to pick a lady?
Put everything in front of you. Now, once you've done all this, you stand there with your buddy, and you start to bob your head again to look normal.
Which, for me, is hard because I don't have that thing called rhythm, and I don't have a natural head bobbing motion. It's very stilted and kind of stuttering. I can't really manage it. So I'll bob my head for a couple seconds and stop. Just if someone catches my eye, bob my head a little bit, just so they see me bobbing my head. I can't do it continuously.
And then once you're standing there bobbing your head, you might see a lady that you find attractive. So what you're going to want to do is stare at her.
Yeah, and you'll stare at her continuously.
Until she looks at you, then you look away quickly and pretend you weren't looking at her.
Yes, look away quickly.
Quickly.
Pretty sure you said quickly.
Sure.
Same thing.
Either way.
So, listen.
And then when she looks away after that, you look back at her some more.
And that creeps her out immensely, which the ladies love.
Mm-hmm.
So you just keep doing that all night until she comes up to you to tell you to stop fucking looking at her, you creep. That's when you know you have her.
Now, has that ever happened? Well, that one time that girl walked by and said, "What are you fucking looking at?"
Yeah, I looked at her and she said that to me. Now, listen, girls can do that. They can just be a bitch to a guy because what the fuck am I going to do?
She had some guy trailing behind her.
What am I going to... I don't remember that. But either way, what am I going to fucking punch in her face? I might like to. But girl comes up to me, gives me shit, and I'm just going to take it.
Now, if you've followed all our lessons so far, occasionally a girl might come up to you and start talking to you, which is the main goal of all of our
our outings back then when we went clubbing.
All our things we do. So she comes up and starts talking to you. What you're going to want to do is look very afraid and not make eye contact. Girls love that.
That's more your technique. My technique is to get aroused immediately.
Oh.
Any contact with a woman, I'm going to be aroused.
And then when she talks to you, she might say, hey, why don't you give me a drink? Now, what you're going to want to do, what you're not going to want to do is get her that drink. Go, sure, here's a drink. You want to do what I always do. And I go, fuck you. You just talking to me because you want a drink.
You know what the thing is?
And I said that to a girl.
In reality, the one time I got a girl at a club, I did buy her a drink. And you know what? Those drinks are fucking expensive. And I could have done without buying her that drink. But, you know, you're trying to move things along. You're trying to look normal. What do normal guys do? They'll buy a girl a drink. Okay, let me buy you a drink. She didn't even fucking drink that drink. And I was like, man, I fucking put that drink on a fucking credit card, you bitch.
I did a silver platter for you.
And you and you didn't even drink it. Like, at least fucking drink it. Just don't hold it like I usually do. Like, come on, it's a waste of that money.
Mark holds his drink until the ice melts and starts overflowing.
Yeah, then, like, I gotta drink a little bit. Or what, I'm just gonna pour it out on
the floor?
It's
not like he drove. He's not a designated driver. He's just a designated asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Designated pussy.
Like, I get nothing out of drinking.
Loosen up a little bit, man.
Loosen up.
You've drank and had fun before.
Nah, I guess.
You threw up all of your stuff that one time?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if I ever went out anymore, I probably would drink. But I don't fucking leave my house other than going to work anymore. I don't go anywhere.
The other thing you might encounter is girls might go, hey, take a picture of us.
And I say, okay, take your clothes off.
And I go, what the fuck am
I? I only take nudes.
What am I, a photographer? The thing about that is these days, and I've said this a million times.
Is that's actually kind of a funny joke, but you can't tell a joke in a club because it's too loud.
But the nude thing?
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
But like I said, you'd have to yell it in their ear and it loses something. You just come off like a creep. You can't really tell a joke.
Man, when these people want you to take pictures of them, you can't fucking fake it anymore. Because they just look at their phone like, take another one. In the old days when it was point and shoot, it'd be awesome, because he was like, whatever, here you go. They won't know for a couple of months. They even never developed that film, which most people didn't.
And you know what? In the clubs, those shots usually come out shitty, because it's so
there's
dark.
There's no lighting.
You got a strobe light, and it's dark.
Black lights.
And, you know, yeah, it just never comes
out.
That's
good. Another thing. A real piece of advice. All of us have been pretty much in bullshit so far. Get a black light for your house if you're going to go a lot of clubbing.
Inspect yourself in the black light. If you're putting on an old pair of jeans that has a stain on it, you're not going to know that until you're under the black light. Now all of a sudden it looks like you have a fucking cum stain. You're like, you don't know.
So have one at your house to test all your clothes. Like, all right, we look... Because some shirts look fancy. Under black light, it looks like they're full of dust or dandruff.
Or covered in fucking lint. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't see it normally. Under black light, you look like shit.
Mm-hmm. That's the best piece of advice I think I can give.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, I don't go out anymore. I don't know how to interact around other people, women especially. I have no fucking clue how to get a woman. Any woman I've ever gotten has been a fucking fluke. They come up to me, and now I can just react. I don't know how to act. I react.
You react. Well, doesn't react mean acting again?
Yeah, but I'm acting against something that happened already. They do something, now I can react to it. I don't know how to take the initiative and go and just do something.
Well, maybe you should listen to this podcast and you're going to learn.
I think like one time I took the initiative and it kind of worked out and I got a chick for a little bit.
But you're
like one time. Like, I don't know how to fucking be around people.
A dog, if the dog learns something that works, like if a dog learns, hey, if I knock that garbage over, I get all these treats, all this, you know, food that's been in there. You think you would have said, man, that worked. I'm going to do that every time now.
No, but it doesn't work that way with women, because all women aren't the same.
Did you try again?
But wait, all situations aren't the same. This one particular situation, it worked out. Just because everything happened to be in place. Now, every time I meet a woman, that situation isn't going to be exactly
the
same.
But did you try that same technique again?
I don't know. No idea. Listen, the one time I'm thinking about, I worked with the chick. We were alone in the break room. I had time to talk to her. That's not always going to be the case. I'm not always going to be working with a chick. I'm not always going to be, you know, have that alone time with her so I can work on her. So, do you see my problem?
Well, it's not my problem. I see your problem, and I go, I'm glad it's not my problem.
Yeah, because you don't have an answer. Neither do I.
I don't know how to fix it.
I don't know how to fix me.
So there you go, life lesson.
Exactly. Now you know how to find a lady.
Don't do what we do, and you'll be fine.
Exactly, exactly. Some people are natural when they're out in the world. Not me so much.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with myself. You know, I put my hands in my pockets, I fold my arms, you know. Well, look, we don't know where our bodies should be. We're just awkward. And it's not fun.
The awkward whiz kids.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not cool to just go out in life waiting for a fluke to happen. Because I don't know what to do on my own. So just wait for something to happen to you. That's no way to live. Alright, that's my lesson to you. Don't be me. HotshotWizKids.com. Listen to something else.